This is your Atari Super Breakout Read-Along Book. Every time you hear this sound, it means it's time to turn the page. Now we are ready to begin. Open your book and we will start the story. And remember, when you hear the sound, turn the page. It started out as a routine mission for the Space Shuttle Adventure. Its job was to haul 2 million ton loads of high-grade ore from the titanium mines of Io, Jupiter's first moon. The craft had almost arrived at its destination, New California, the space center orbiting Venus. Captain John Stuart Chang, the only human on board, was relieved to be nearing home since an asteroid shower had depleted his reserves of air and fuel. He was about to call the base when suddenly, without warning, there was a brilliant light straight ahead. He checked the radar screen. Nothing. Pretty soon, there was another flash, and another. The next thing Chang knew, the flashes had joined together to form a gigantic force field of some kind. He checked the radar screen again, and there was still nothing. He questioned the Adventure's computer guidance system about the source and composition of the field. The answer was nature unknown. Captain Chang gazed out at the dazzlingly beautiful layers of color, green, purple, blue, and red. What could it mean that nothing appeared on the radar? Was it possible to travel through the field, or would he crash and be destroyed? And what about the layers? If he made it through one, could he make it through the next? It was time for a decision. Chang ordered the Adventure to outflank the field. He sped along its borders, searching for a gap. But the field extended in every direction as far as he could travel. He tried to contact New California on the communicator, but was unable to get through. Angry and frustrated, he was now beginning to be frightened. He did not know how long his meager supplies would last him. Chang did not need a computer to tell him that he had to blast his way through the mysterious force field with his missiles of white light. It was to be a race against time. Perspiration rolled off Chang's forehead as he ordered the missile guidance system to move into place. His breathing was slow and labored as he noticed how low the ship was in oxygen, and it was becoming chilly in the normally comfortable cabin. The captain was facing the most serious crisis in his 12 years as a pilot. Suddenly, the field started to move toward him at an alarming rate. Captain Chang didn't know if he should retreat or trust in his weapons. What should he do?